This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a nice, tidy win. 4-2 win. You know, they obviously walk on. Let's see. He's a superstar, but he's a good pitcher.
For some reason, he's had, like, Judge's number. He's had Yankees' number.
Well, they talked about that because of the changeup that goes inside to the he kind of inverts whatever he does with the supinate, pronate, whatever he does. The changeup goes into Judge, and Judge does not handle that well. But Fried was outstanding. You got to love the 4-run sixth inning. Dominguez, a 3-run double. And there were some subtleties in the game that I really liked. Even Austin Wells. This is a little thing. Now, Austin Wells, you look at the box score. Hey, he didn't do a ton. He had a walk in that the inning off the lefty, right? And the first two pitches were pretty close to the zone. And that, I'm forgetting the guy's name. He pitched in the playoffs against the Yankees left 4 times. Whatever it is. He slingshots it a little bit. So if you're a lefty.
I thought that last one should have been a strike.
You thought it was close.
Pitch.
It was close. But the way he slingshots it, if you're a lefty, that's kind of hard to hang in there. And I thought Wells showed great maturity by letting two that were kind of close out of the chute ride by. Got the walk. And he scored from first base on a double. He didn't score from first base on a double down the right field line. He scored from first base on Dominguez's double down the left field line. So you add it up. Williams a little cleaner than although he almost gave up a home run to center.
No, but still.
You know, nice to see him with a cut. That's a good win. And then Dominguez the night before with 3 really good plays in left field.
I think now 2 nights in a row against a quality team in the Royals. I know they're off to a little bit of a slow start, but they were .500 before they came here. You know, a team that was a playoff team. Obviously, the Yankees faced them last year. But less about the opponent and more about just playing the cleaner, crisper games. The moves that Boone makes to take out Dominguez and put in Grisham, you're seeing how the pieces start to fall into place here. The fact that they get down early in that game, bounce back. Williams, to your point, they're timely hitting, which is something that's been an issue. It wasn't last night all home run or bust. It was timely hitting, good at bats, getting on base. So I think a nice quality back-to-back wins here for the Yanks, starting to play better baseball, maybe the baseball that we, brand of baseball that we expected to see coming into the year.
Yeah, listen, I still think they have some flaws here. I don't think they're suddenly going to, you know, run away with things, but I do like the crisp nature that suddenly entered. Again, a small sample here. Fielding's better last couple of games. Base running a bit better. But and I said this too, like, so early in the game, before the home run by Kansas City when they jumped on the board early, you got Dominguez at first base. You got a base hit, right? Base hit to right field. We know we could run. There's 2 outs. It's no score. And you've got Peraza behind him, right? Just send them. Like, I think there's a, and the Yankees. And when we have Boone on again, I'm going to ask him. I need to see, or I want to know why the Yankees aren't a little more aggressive putting guys in motion. Volpe can run. Peraza can run. Obviously, Dominguez can run. Bellinger's got to get on base to run, but Bellinger could run. I mean, they've got some speed, and they don't utilize it, and I don't know why, and it's bothering me, because that's a facet they have not had many times. They have not had that much, really, in the last 30 years. They got 5 guys that can run.
I still think it's a small sample size and, you know, circumstances. I'm not saying that one specifically wouldn't have been one last night, but a lot of times, you know, the Yankees power hitters, you don't not looking to run yourself out of an inning.
Yeah,
maybe these guys aren't getting on enough. The guys who can run, we talk about Volpe and Jazz. I mean, still the on-base Volpe at 324 right now. Jazz at 247. I mean, he's been a home runner strikeout for Jazz. Yeah, so yeah. I still think there's circumstance there. The one thing, well, not the one thing that would concern me. One thing that does bother me a little bit, the kid gloves with Dominguez. I get it. I understand it. It seems to be working as we're nurturing him along.
Mm-hmm.
But Boone said it last night. Like, they're developing this guy at the major league level. I don't understand it. Whether it's from the right side of the plate, whether it's in the outfield, it's like, this is the major leagues, not the minor leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You think nurturing Jason Dominguez and having him learn and grow at the big league level is the best way to go about developing a player?
Well, I think if the player has an immense skill set, I think like he does, he's obviously could run, he's got talent. I think it's a little bit more palatable for me in that situation. Generally, it's not the great recipe. No, you want to get some reps in the minors, come up a little more polished.
Yeah.
But I will say this, you know, you and I went so far as to say, don't even mess around. Just put him in center, put Belly in left. I said this 3 days into spring training games where he's really stabilized himself out there. And, you know, one of the moves that you're talking about last night, and I was disappointed. I got the response after from Boone, so it changed my opinion a little bit. So when he hit the double, he whacked himself in the head, and I guess his eyes contact.
Yeah.
I thought he may have concussed himself. The contact came flying out, and they took him out. Okay, is that an excuse? I don't know. Now, it worked out because there was a bullet in the right, not quite straightaway center, a little to the right center gap that Grisham made a beautiful play on. Bellinger was in left field. So immediate dividends. It's like, well, okay, it worked out. But you're going to have to get to a point because if Dominguez keeps hitting and he's starting to hit a little bit, where you're going to want that bat or it's going to come around to his spot in the order. And even though Grisham's hitting, it's more okay than it was last year. I want Dominguez to feel the adulation of the fans when he's having a good night. Like, imagine if the contact doesn't fall out, right?
Right, but I still thought they would get him out on a high note.
You think that they would have pulled him no matter what?
I do.
I agree, but I agree with you, but I don't agree with them doing that.
Right, well, he did explain it. I don't know if it was the John Boy, you know, he does what, Talking Yankees with John Boy and Jake. He's on with them. So he was on before the game. And he was explaining, I think it was there. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up now because I watched that.
It was, because it was definitely yesterday.
But he was explaining why he wouldn't, he's like, oh, well, just because Dominguez makes a nice play doesn't mean I'm going to leave him in, because then if he makes a bad play, then I'm taking him out. Like, they have their plan with him, and it's to have him play the beginning of these games, and then later in the games they're going to replace him for a defensive replacement as they kind of work him in. I forget where exactly he said it, but he explained the thought process.
I heard it.
So it makes sense, meaning that, okay, well, just because he made some nice plays last night, I'm not looking to keep him in and go against your plan, because what happens if he butchers one in left field? Then it's going to be obvious why you took him out. Right now, they're kind of, it is a mental thing, BT. We could minimize it, but it is.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Yes, but scared money don't make money. And I think that you're right when you say that he would have pulled him last night no matter what,
right,
independent of the contact. I think that's the wrong move. Imagine how Dominguez would have felt. And they were talking about this on the broadcast. I think O'Neill brought this up, and I was like, yeah, I'm shaking my head. Yep. If he's running out to left field after clearing the bases, all right, it's not the ninth inning of a September game, but, you know, it's higher leverage spot. Yankees trying to get going here a little bit. He's played well the night before. If he would have jogged out to left field, the love that he would have felt, I think that would have emboldened him even more to just keep going. So eventually he's going to make an error. I got news for everybody. So you could try to keep him in bubble wrap for the rest of the season, but eventually he's going to have to be a big boy. And I respectfully disagree with Boone's position on this. I would have run him out there. Now, maybe he would have, okay? We don't know with the contact, but
yeah.
The way they're playing this now, take the training wheels off. Dominguez looks good. He stabilized it. And by the way, confidence goes both ways. So I think the mismanagement of plays in left field was really a lack of confidence. It shows you the power of the brain. Well, now he's got confidence. Let's see how high the ceiling is. Keep running him out.
But do you really think when you watch Dominguez, even with him making these plays, and some of them are routine, this is the major leagues here. Maybe not routine for him, but it should be routine in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching him, and he's getting the job done, which is nice. I still don't have confidence in him. I'm not looking at a player who I think is a confident fielder, whereas you see Bellinger in the outfield, or obviously Grisham. Those are guys who know what they're doing, and they're going to catch every ball that's hit to them. I'm seeing a player that's still, you know, finding his
choppy
way. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an interesting observation. Now, sometimes I'll see Grisham catch a ball like at his belt, like so lackadaisical. I'm like, man,
Belly does that too.
Most of these guys do, except Judge, of course. Judge all buttoned up with the fundamentals. But I mean, best player in baseball.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, go ahead, say what you can say.
I mean, he did drop one in Game 5 of the World. Yeah, right.
I know. So I look at Dominguez, and I'm still trying to decipher. Okay. Is he just a little choppy or mechanical because he's not fully there mentally or even from a transition to left field? Or maybe he's going to be one of these guys who just doesn't look like a fluid great fielder like Hunter Pence.
Well, do you have confidence in him?
Much. I mean, dude, I thought he was broken a week in his... Yes.
Yeah.
Do I have confidence?
It's growing.
Do I have confidence he'll make the routine play right now? Yes. Do I want to see more now so that the less-than-routine play becomes a little more routine by the middle of the season? Yeah.
But what happens if it goes the other way?
Then if it goes the other way, which it could, and he melts, then he's not the guy anyway. Like, if his mental toughness is that fragile, then you got a bigger issue.
Right, but they don't want to risk that now when they don't have to.
I understand that.
At some point, you're right, they're going to have to do it.
I'm saying I would. I would say I've seen enough of a shift here that it's no longer an abrupt overreaction, force-feeding. He looks comfortable. He's vibing. You know, obviously good from the left side, big double from the right side, making some plays. Let the kid eat. Run him out there. Let him steal some bags, too. Let's go.
Yeah, I unleash the beast. I just don't think he's there yet, which is odd to see. And by the way, maybe it's about the regular season as well being minimized to a certain extent, so where it used to be less acceptable to have guys learn at the big league level. I hate that when teams do it. The Mets did it for years. I can't stand it. This is the big league. You shouldn't be learning at the big leagues. However, with the less meaningful regular season, the way the sport is, it's you can get away with it more often.
It's more of a laboratory that doesn't kill you.
Well, for the greater good, too, with the Yanks, trying to figure out what Dominguez is at the big league level, learning a little bit, kind of nurturing him, working him into an everyday big leaguer and trusting him in the outfield eventually, which is something you're going to have to do because in the postseason, you know, you can't have four DHs. Somebody's going to have, you need his bat in the lineup. He's going to have to play left field in a big spot. You don't want to be taking him out late in these games.
Stan's going to come back. Grisham's, he's earned
Rice,
some at bats.
It's
about Ben Rice. We talked about that yesterday. Listen, problems, or I should say an abundance of options, are obviously good. I'd rather that than no options, try to squeeze blood out of a rock. But I don't think this is going to be simple to navigate. The one thing, it doesn't seem like they're necessarily married to a blueprint with some other things. Like, did you think he was going to keep Fried in the game for a while? When he came out and took the ball, because there was a conversation. Boone waited a good 30 seconds before he went to them. Now, obviously, you're letting the bullpen arms get loose there at that point. But Max Fried said, did you hear what he said? He said,
no.
I got this.
And he still took him out.
Took
94
him out.
Pitches, though. I wasn't really thinking either way at that point that I would leave him. Like, I just trust the Yankee bullpen. You're going to Weaver there. Not a big deal. It's early in the season.
Yeah.
You know, postseason, maybe want to make a difference. I didn't have an issue with him
coming out. Interesting, though. Would have been one of those moments where, and it could have backfired to the point about Dominguez, but where you're trying to create an identity and Fried, who's been really good, if he says, I got this, and then Boone's like, you know what? All right, finish the job. Finish the inning, big boy. And he does. It sets things in motion there. But, hey, listen, it worked out. He pitched great.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.